This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Protests against the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade saw upwards of 4,000 people at the state capitol Monday. The crowd later broke into multiple marches around downtown Denver, closing major roads, including Spear near the I-25 exit. Jennifer Pashon was upset to see the court take away a previously held constitutional right.
This is our right. Our bodies are more regulated than guns, and it's disgusting.
Protesters also worried about other constitutional rights currently held by the court, including access to contraception and equal marriage. Today is the primary for numerous races around Colorado. Voters will narrow the field for which Democratic and Republican candidates move forward to the general election in November. The biggest races are for governor, Senate, and 8 congressional districts, but people will also choose candidates for posts like their county's sheriff. So far, nearly 688,000 ballots have been returned. The X factor in some key GOP primaries today will be unaffiliated voters. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Early turnout data shows unaffiliated voters are choosing to vote in the Republican primaries in higher numbers than in the recent past. Raul Botticero of Brighton is one of them.
I like candidates to be centrist, so I voted for what I feel are not extreme candidates.
Botticero said he usually leans Democratic, but was drawn to the Republican primary because it has more contested races. Political observers are watching to see if moderate, unaffiliated voters like him affect the GOP's primary results on Tuesday. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Find these stories and more at CPR.org. Today should be a partly cloudy day in Colorado.